Pyro 7 News starting at 4, designed to make it easier to stay connected to our community. You want live breaking news so you know what's happening?
They've got you.
Investigations and in-depth coverage.
They've got you.
Extreme weather on the way.
They've got you.
Bringing the day's biggest stories into focus.
They've got you.
Ooh, I love this today. When you need Cairo 7 News, they're here weekdays starting at 4 p.m. only on Cairo 7 TV.
In the nation's northwest corner.
For those of you wondering who that crooner was, it's our resident historian, Felix Bunnell.
Maybe going a little far calling me a crooner, but I'll take it.
He joins us Friday mornings for All Over the Map, a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And this week, Husky football kicks off its final Pac-12 season tomorrow, which was all the excuse Felix needed to drag out some old vinyl. I'm looking at the vinyl
right
example.
Next to
That's
you. That's the proof that it's actually vinyl.
Yeah, now, this smells old, too.
This first song is from 1977, from part of a media campaign to boost Husky game attendance in a city which just a year earlier had begun to fall in love with a little expansion team that I like to call the Seahawks. Now, this Husky tune is based on the 1975 disco hit by the Silvers called Boogie Fever. Sing along if you know it. High quality production.
She never thought we had so much fun. She was so turned on, she'll never be the same. She's got the Husky fever.
Sing along.
She wants a Husky fever.
Now, we just had this conference about intellectual property here with the attorneys from Bonneville the other day. Hopefully that's all, like, fair use.
I don't think anybody's around anymore to claim copyright infringement for
okay.
that. But that's a banger.
It's really the production. There's a basketball version, too, on the
Ooh.
B-side. Now, our second song is 60 years old, based on the number two single by the Coasters from 1959 called Charlie Brown. The UW's version was sung by a group of students called the Young Men. It was released right before the Huskies played Illinois in the 1964 Rose Bowl. The title comes from an otherwise unremarkable Husky linebacker named Charlie Browning.
Beep, beep, five, five, four, four, four. I smell smoke in the Husky Stadium. It's Charlie Browning. Charlie Browning. He's still first downing. That Charlie Browning. Illinois gonna lose just like USC.
Why nobody always checking on me?
Yeah. Okay, I knew that tune sounded familiar.
Exactly.
Well, the original remind me of the name.
It's called Charlie Brown.
The original. Why is everybody
always picking on me? Yeah,
me.
Exactly.
Song, yeah.
Exactly. I love that rhyme. Charlie Browning still first downing. That hasn't been matched, I don't think. And Illinois won 17-7. By the way, not to put a damper on things.
Ew.
Now we jump to the 1970 season. Sonny Six Killer was a sophomore quarterback sensation down along Montlake. He's also Native American, born in Oklahoma, part of the Cherokee tribe. I talked to the legendary Sonny Six Killer yesterday. He told me that right after the first game of the 1970 season against Michigan State, he heard from a friend named Rex Parker, who had connections to the radio industry, obviously a weasel, and who had an idea for a song. Rex Parker promised to give Sonny a chance to hear the song and approve it before it was released.
Oh, good.
Okay, Dateline a few weeks later, Sonny and his teammate Bo Cornell went out to get burgers just north of campus at the Dairy Delight on 55th and 25th, a local landmark which later became Kid Valley. Now, as Bo drove his old Chevy back to the UW, the radio was tuned to pop music powerhouse KJR Channel 95.
On the way back, Emperor Smith is touting this new song, and this is about Sonny Six Killer. Let's play it or something. And the song came on. I went, wait a minute. I didn't give him the okay.
All right. So this is the song that Sonny heard coming out of the dashboard of Bo Cornell's Chevy that night.
This sounds problematic.
Yeah. We'll get to
that. He was born
that.
One morning, the son of the heat.
Oh, no.
The proud grandson of an Indian chief.
Oh,
the Cherokee tribe from which he came was the first to learn of his famous name, Sonny Six Killer.
No, this took a sharp turn, Felix.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. History isn't always pretty. But now what Sonny said, let's say he had, let's say about that song, I would say he had mixed feelings.
Well, you know, it was cool. I wasn't really ecstatic about the drum, total Indian sound and shooting arrows and all that kind of stuff. It just kind of went along with the sports writers of the day that would label me as the Cherokee Chucker and the Slinger of Six and all those things, you know. And so from that standpoint, I wasn't really happy with the song. just because of the narrative on it. But anyway, it was too late. It was already on the air. So what was I going to do?
You know, it was really cool to speak to Sonny Six Killer, legendary quarterback. He now works in sports marketing and licensing for a company that does work for the Huskies. And he said about that Native American cliche stuff, actually some of his teammates wrote letters to local columnists asking them to stop. And they actually had an impact. And he got a really lot of great support from the team, from not the, that struggles with that stuff about Native American cliches. But a really great guy. Not sure whatever became of Rex Parker. A couple songs we couldn't get to, Watching the Dogs and Tailgating by Richard Gerber. And Husky Fever on 2 by the Great Pretenders. But hopefully the Big Ten won't get wind of these and kind of back out on the deal.
Yeah, let's hope not. Thank you for giving voice to Sonny as well. That's important.
Really great guy. Really cool guy to talk to.
I'm here waiting for the Cougar songs.
Are there any Cougar songs?
Boo! Cougar it!
Boop, 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 Cougar it!
No, that's our cue to cut to break.